it's Mia. I don't know what that was. Sorry. I'm feeling a little silly right now. So I thought, what better time than to start answering some Q&A questions. So thank you all for submitting some questions. And I won't bore you with like rambling. I really hope that you all are doing well. And let's just get into it. So we'll start with Patreon. Okay. The first question up is, or I think a couple of questions. Yeah, is from Zemo. Hi, Zemo. So first, how are you doing? Hope you're having a great start to 2023. I'm doing good. I am having a really good start to this new year. I feel like though I've been so packed lately with just real life duties, but that's like always. But I do feel that I am making it a little more manageable. I'm staying on top of things. I'm organized. I have a brand new planner. I am ready to go. But yeah, so thank you. I hope your new year is starting off great too. Okay. Second, Simo says, besides Cabin in the Woods, any good or so bad it's good movie recommendations? Okay. I do love Cabin in the Woods and I recommend that to everyone. Let's see. What is it? Oh, I just actually recently watched that the Indian movie RRR on Netflix. It's amazing. It's very long, so if you have the time or there's like a good stopping point in the middle of it, so you could do that. It's like two stories going on, but it's really good. I highly recommend it. I don't think it's one of those, it's so good, it's so bad, it's good. I think it's so good. I loved everything about it. I loved the like vibrancy of it. I loved the storyline. I really recommend it. So yeah, thank you. Okay. And then there is third. Have you ever thought about doing a behind the scenes / commentary audio? That is such a cool idea. No, I haven't. How would that look, though? I wonder. Maybe I can do like a video, like for those interested in that. I could do both, like an audio and a video, like where you can see me like reacting to it as you know it's going. I mean, obviously, like, just kind of, like, mouth down, I guess. But, yeah, that would be super cool. I don't know how that would sound like with audio. I guess I could just have it really low in the background. That would be so cool. I love that idea. I'm going to try that. I'm gonna give it a go. Thank you, Zemo. I really like that. Okay, moving on to... the next questions. Lewis says, hi, Mia. I hope you're doing good. Thank you. I hope you are too. I'm new here, so sorry if you already answered these questions. That's okay. Welcome to the community. Do you have any guilty pleasures like in food, music, or movies? Okay. Guilty pleasures. I guess like food, like the most immediate guilty pleasure I can think of is... I guess it's not that bad. Okay, so obviously hot Cheetos, but I love Oreos with peanut butter. I love Oreos with peanut butter. Like, yeah. And it can't be like the thin like Oreos. I love Oreo thins because I like that crispiness, but it has to be like the regular OG Oreos, like not mega stuffed, not double stuffed, not thin, like just regular Oreos with peanut butter. And I do creamy peanut butter. You can do crunchy peanut butter, but I feel like the cookie itself is already crunchy and I like that creaminess with it. Kind of like melts in the mouth a little more. Yeah. So that's one of my guilty pleasures in regards to food. I don't eat it very often because it definitely does make me feel guilty. It's kind of a heavy dessert / snack. And music, guilty pleasure. Okay. It's not, I feel like it's, okay. I really like that song, the What Does the Fox Say? Like, I don't know why that popped into my head. I honestly don't, but it jumped in my head immediately. I feel like everyone ended up loving it too, right? Or like, oh, there was that one. I also love Gangnam Style. What is it? Gangnam Style. Oh my God, I totally butchered that. Why am I thinking of these songs? I don't know. Maybe because like they came out when I would probably did feel embarrassed for liking them, but now I really don't care. Like I love everything. I love Disney's songs. I love emo bands. I love pop. I love hip hop. I like rap. I like metal. Like I kind of like everything. So I haven't really found, the only country I think I've listened to is like Dolly Parton and Carrie Underwood. So I'm not really like a country girl, but yeah, I've gone line dancing though. I don't know, is that like country? Like that's country, right? Anyway, and movies, guilty pleasure in movies. Oh, I didn't finish my thought though. I've been doing that a little lately where I've just been like jumping around. It's been really bothering my attendees a lot lately because I'm not finishing thoughts. But in regards back to the music, I don't know. I don't really have like guilty pleasure. I would say that like what I would consider like guilty pleasure in regards to music is stuff that, like I said, I was once embarrassed for liking, you know, like, I don't know, like Evanescence or AFI. Like I felt embarrassed because like everybody and thought that it was like lame emo music. Or I also felt embarrassed for really liking NSYNC or Britney Spears when I was younger. And I also felt embarrassed for liking Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga when I was younger. But now, I don't know, now that I'm older, not really guilty for it. It's just kind of a nostalgic feeling of that guilty pleasure. Yeah, but What Does the Fox Say? That's a... It's a weird song, but I love it. Okay, in regards to movies, I feel like it's the same, like the same mentality. I really love like horror movies, but I also really like silly like Disney movies, you know? And I'm not talking about like classic Disney like Lion King or Little Mermaid or Snow White or things like that. I'm talking like I remember this one, I'm talking like Halloween Town, you know, like that's not the one that I'm remembering. What is it? I think it was, Don't Look Under the Bed or something. It was like The Boogeyman. I like have this vivid memory of me watching it and being like so, so into it. Yeah, like those kind of movies I think are my guilty pleasure. Like I see them that they're on or I have Disney Plus and I'll just like pull them up and I'll watch them. I feel like, I don't know, it takes me back. And I guess guilty pleasure because they're kind of kiddie, you know? although, shocker, I've never watched High School Musical. I know that was like a thing when I was, I don't know, junior high or like beginning high school. It was like it was a major thing, but I never watched it. Let me know if you guys have watched it. Okay, so thank you for that question. I liked it. It made me go down like into memory lane or whatever. And then favorite fictional characters. That's a good question. I would say, oh, I'm really going like deep into it. Cause like I could say the obvious, like the obvious for me is like Iron Man, Tony Stark, you know, or Peter Parker, or like Yoda, you know, but I'm trying to really like give you a good answer here. Favorite fictional character? Favorite fictional character? Yeah, and I'm trying not to give you like the typical like, like horrors, you know, like horror movies or whatever. I feel like that's kind of predictable for me. And if you were to list them all, I probably would say yes, yes, all of those, all of those. I love them. I would have to say, is her name Kimberly Hart from Power Rangers? I think, like, looking back, she was probably the reason why I am the way I am. So, like, meaning, like, I like being girly, you know, but I also like taking care of myself, too. So, I don't know. I thought she was a good character. More, recently, though, probably Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy. I think, definitely Christina Yang. Her and Luna Lovegood. Yeah. Okay, I feel like those three characters, I'm pretty sure it's Kimberly Hart. I'm not 100% certain, but I'm pretty sure. From Power Rangers, Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy, and Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. Yeah. I think those kind of encompass everything that I strive to be. Like, if you could mix them all in a big giant pot and spew it out, I think you would get Mia or some derivative of Mia. Thank you. I really like those questions. I really love all of your questions, actually. Like, I got to read them, obviously. Like, I read them before I start answering, just to help get my brain a little like ready. It doesn't work always, but I try. All right. Next one is Psy Dude. I don't know if you've been asked this, but do you like to cook? I do like to cook. I don't know if I'm good at it, but I do like to cook. I actually like to bake a little more than cook. I don't know. I like baking cookies and cake and like banana bread or muffins. I really like that. I kind of just take them to my work and everybody loves them and eats them up. I do like to cook. I just wish I had more time to cook. So I have a tendency to just, especially during the week, and some weekends, I have a tendency to just cook something really quick, like eggs or salmon that's like after I thaw it from the freezer, or like a turkey burger or something that's like super easy and low key. Or a lot of times lately, it's been oatmeal for some reason. Oatmeal and Cheez-Its. It's been my go-to. It's not healthy. I don't recommend it. But, you know, it keeps me going. Calories, man. But I do like to cook when given the opportunity. I really like to make pasta. Not like fresh pasta. Like, I guess more like sauces for pasta. I want to try making actual like pasta. Like the pasta, you know. But I feel like I would suck at it so hard. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for that question. I really do like to cook. Brian asks, is Salem long-haired or short-haired? He is medium-haired. my baby. And then Derek asks, says, I love your audios. Are you ever going to make a sequel to your I Cheated video? I really enjoyed the first one and would like to know where the couple's relationship headed. Okay, the cheating audios. I kind of, especially that one, I feel like that was a good standalone. Thank you also for enjoying it. I'm glad you did. Not a lot of people did. But yeah, that one in particular, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to leave as a standalone. I had kind of like a follow-up sort of like where X wants you back or whatever. I also have one queued up. I think, I have like a few of them lined up to be automatically released. And this was the one, X runs into you. That one, I figured that's how it would go. For the I cheated audio. It's not a direct though, like sequel to it, but you could listen to both of them and kind of put them together, I guess. A note on the cheated audios. One of them in particular, the like got caught cheating or something, or catching me cheat, the response is not always great. And so it's hard to, like, because I know a lot of people find it cathartic. I also create them, I guess, because, okay, in particular, the I cheated one where there's like, you know, that that honesty in that audio, I feel like it provided some sort of closure maybe for people who never got it. Also, it kind of like, I don't know, I felt like it was good to have to try my hand at something a little more angsty. And then I really tried to go heavy on the angst and the toxicity, because the one where it's caught me cheating, that one is just the worst person. I hated doing it. I kind of enjoyed it, but I hated it. Like, I enjoyed it because I felt like I really had to like push myself, and I'm all for pushing myself. And also it allowed me to just be like the worst version of what I could even try to be. And it solidified the fact that I never want to be that person. but a lot of people hated it. And it's kind of, it's hard to read some comments sometimes, because it, you know, it makes me feel like maybe I shouldn't do something like that in the future. But I also think it helps a lot of people realize that that isn't what a relationship is supposed to be. At least that's the reason why I did it, as a way to kind of like, I don't know, like give somebody an opportunity to like hear the situation through more fresher ears, I guess, not eyes, but like, and really realize that this is not right and this is not normal and nobody should be spoken to or treated like that. So I don't know. That was my reason behind it. And I thought that I kind of made it clear with the tags, but a lot of people didn't like it still. So I don't know. It's hard to go into those instances. I also think the I cheated video or audio, that person doesn't really deserve to be forgiven, in my opinion. Like the character that I wrote out and played. Yeah, cheating is not something that I condone at all, and I think is pretty garbage. So, yeah, it's hard to get into that mentality of like forgiveness and stuff, or even moving on or something. But yeah, good question though. okay, moving on to Fansly. Zemo, it's you. Okay, so Zemo asks here, if you could time travel, what point in time would you like to travel to? I think I would want to go to the future. And I think I would want to go 300 years into the future. I feel like a lot of people, I love history. Well, kind of. I'm not good at history. I'm not good at remembering certain things. But if I were to watch like a documentary or something, I get really into it. It's like, wow, that's crazy that all of that happened. Or like, wow, we've really come a long way, you know, and it's nice to appreciate that. But I feel like, you know, history has had its moment in time. So I'd like to see what I wouldn't be able to see. So I think it would be, yeah, about 300 years into the future. See where we are. Azima also asks, if you could only listen to one album from for the rest of your life, what would it be? Okay, that's a good question. Ooh. I feel like it would have to be a Muse song or a Muse album. I'm not sure which one. Like one of their first albums. I feel like I came to that pretty quickly, actually. I just feel like they're kind of timeless. Yeah. I don't know which one. I'd pick one of them though. I don't know. I probably would do Black Holes and Revelations. Or would I? Or Origin of Symmetry. I'm gonna say it's Black Holes and Revelations. Yeah. I think it's a solid album. Great. Yeah, and timeless again. Oh. I just pulled up like Origin of Symmetry though, and shit. I like Plug In Baby. I like Citizens Erased. I like. Okay, and I like Feeling Good. Or Black Holes and Revelations. Or Absolution. Oh, that's killing me. Maybe Absolution. I really love Hysteria and Time is Running Out. I think that's a great song. Yeah, The Resistance, not so much. Drones. I do like Psycho and Dead Inside. Okay, I'm just gonna go with between Black Holes and Revelations and Origin of Symmetry, and I'll be happy with either one. Okay, thank you. That was a really good question. Okay, and now the ultimate question, crunchy or smooth peanut butter? Oh, okay, perfect. Kind of already touched on this. It depends. I love crunchy for sandwiches, and I love smooth for like a side situation. Like if I'm dipping apples or Oreos into them. If something already has a crunch, I don't want crunch. I don't like want the crunchy peanut butter. But if something doesn't have a crunch, I want a crunchy peanut butter. So that's where it is. It's all about the mouth feel. yeah. Okay. So next question is from Waffle. Do you consider yourself more of an introvert or an extrovert? I consider myself an extroverted introvert or maybe an introverted extrovert. Yeah, maybe that one instead. I love meeting and talking to new people. I feel like doing what I do, I kind of have to be okay with that. I don't know necessarily if I get my energy, right? That's the whole definition of it, right? That the more that an extrovert interacts with people, the more energy they get. That's not the case for me. For me, I love interaction. I love having conversations, but I do feel like my switch is on those, like, or during those times. And the minute I get home, my battery is drained and I need some time to recoup. So I would say that I am an extroverted introvert. Or no, an introverted extrovert. Yes. Yes, I think I'm more of that than the other way around. Thank you. That was a good question too. God, you guys are all so good at this. Okay. Kevin asks, other than hot Cheetos, what are your, let's say, top favorite snacks? Oreos. In fact, okay, I like Oreo Thins, and I don't want people to come at me for that. I really like the crunch. If I'm like just snacking on that, just Oreo Thins. Cheez-Its, popcorn, any kind of popcorn. Actually, no, not any kind of popcorn. Buttery popcorn, specifically. Let's see, that's Oreo Thins, Cheez-Its, buttery popcorn, grapes, and cuties. You know, those little tiny oranges? Yeah, those. Favorite kind of tea/tea blend? I like green tea and black tea. I'm pretty basic bitch. I know. I also like chai, technically. Chai is tea, right? So I like chai. What's one fad you think should make a comeback? Ooh, bell bottoms. I love bell bottoms. I think they're super cute. What's one fad that should have never existed in the first place? Ooh, low-rise jeans. Like the really, really, really low-rise. Like basically where like somebody's pussy is literally about to fall out. That, I hate it. I thought that was so disgusting. I'm actually okay with the whole like pencil eyebrows situation. I also think overlining the lips kind of can work in certain makeup instances. I don't think greasy hair is like a cool thing. Like, you know, like I just remember. Okay, here we go. I just remember like when I was in middle school and going into high school, like, everyone, like, nobody washed their hair. and like, I do believe that the health of your scalp is important. And I know that, you know, like, it's good to keep some natural oils there. So you shouldn't be washing your hair constantly. And then also, I know certain texture of hair, you don't want to continuously wash your hair, right? I'm talking about though, where like hair is sticking to forehead, like it's been weeks. And I never understood that. I don't understand that. Yeah. I mean, just some dry shampoo would even help with that situation, you know? But I know that, again, sometimes like the hair texture, dry shampoo isn't an option, and that's cool and stuff. But I feel like there's ways to at least make that greasiness kind of go away, you know, like even just like blot it or something. I don't know. I feel like people rocked it thinking that it was a cool thing, you know, like I didn't mind like the emo side bangs or whatever. I thought that was, I still think that's a pretty cool look, but it was the grease. It was the not washing the hair for a week to 2 weeks. And that side bang is literally like slick and flat on skin. Never thought that was a cool thing. Anyway, okay. If you could meet a porn actor/actress in real life, who would it be? And then thank you for the again, more than one if you're stuck on a choice. It would be Small Hands and Owen Gray. I have like a hardcore crush on them, like 100%. I think their chemistry together is amazing in porn. I also probably would like to meet Riley Reid. I think she's super cool, or at least she seems pretty cool, you know. I think she's pretty talented. But yeah, Owen Gray, small hands, 100%. I would love to meet them. I would be so starstruck if I met them. Okay. Hannibal asks, when making your audios, how do you make the sound effects? For example, a blowjob. Are you actually sucking or gagging on something? Yes, I am. I hope it doesn't ruin anybody's, like, I don't know, ideas, right? But I usually use my hands, like my fingers. I also actually use my dildo or one of my toys or something, and I'll just like shove that in my throat. And for like pussy licking sounds, I'll like lick my fingers. Yeah, that's what I got going there for that. Yeah. How often do you have to masturbate after making an audio? Do they get you all horny? Yes, I get very horny, and I what you hear is what's happening. So it's take that with what you will. And sometimes after, I have to do it again and again and again. If you could only eat at one fast food restaurant ever again, which one would you pick? Chipotle. Yeah, I like Chipotle. Don't know if this has been asked before, but what is your breast size? I'm a B. Favorite pizza place? That's a good question. I don't know. There's a pizza place near me, but you guys wouldn't know it. So I'm gonna just choose from like a standard chain, right? Papa John's. I like Papa John's. I think they have really good pizza. I also, okay, don't come for me, because I feel like this is not like a popular answer, but I like Little Caesars. Like, their $5 or $6, whatever it is, like, their pizza, it's like, it's pretty decent, especially if you're like a starving student. It quickly became a favorite. Okay, good questions. Mike asks, ooh, would you rather? Okay, I'm excited for this. I remember reading these, and I initially got excited about them. Okay, so would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors, or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren? That is actually hard. I know in the previous, in the time-traveling question, I said I would go into the future. But in this, like, I don't know. I guess it becomes, would my great-great-grandchildren even want to meet me? You know, like, you know what? I would like to meet my great-great-grandchildren. I think that if I went back in the past, I would be too compelled. Also, would I be able to speak their language? Right? Like, my ancestors are Aztec, technically. Like, if I were to go way back, right? And that the language was different. And so, I don't know. I feel like, and I don't, I look different. I feel like maybe I would scare them or worry them, or they'd be like, what the hell is going on in the future? So no, I would go into the future, and I'd go meet my great, great grandchildren. Oh man. What if they're speaking a different language? That'd be so cool. That's a little scary. All of that's scary. Anyway, yeah, I would want to meet my great-great-grandchildren. Okay, and then Mike asks also, would you rather live by Hakuna Matata or YOLO? Hakuna Matata. It's a wonderful phrase, of course. Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader for the rest of your life? Like Yoda talk would I? Would you rather lose all of the money you earned last year or lose all of the memories you gained last year? all of the money. You can't replace memories. Would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy? Ooh. Telekinesis. Reminds me of Charmed. All right. And then Chris asks, would you say you're the type of person that gets jealous easily? No. I think I get more protective, not jealous. Like, I've had a previous partner that who was very flirty, and people would flirt with them quite often too, and I always trusted them to, so I never really worried. I think, like, if trust is there, it's not really a, like, yeah, I never really, like, got jealous. I think more of, like, teasing jealous. Like, oh, is that your girlfriend? You know, like, is that your other girlfriend? But it was never, like, real jealousy. Okay, well, actually, there was a couple times where it was real jealousy. I think it depends on the situation. I would say in a healthy relationship, which I've had before in the past, jealousy isn't a thing. Also, I think it takes maturity. I would say now at this point in my life, I'm not the jealous type. I would hope I'm not, at least. Yeah, because I'm more mature and more sure of myself. And I feel like whoever I end up with, they will respect that, you know? I would hope, at least. But yeah. In the past, though, I have been jealous. I do take back what I just said. It was when I was younger, though, you know. I think I get, like I said, more protective of people than really jealous, you know. Anyway, I hope that answers that question. And that's it. Those are all the questions I had. So I appreciate every single one of you. I can't ever tell you enough how much I love you guys, how thankful I am. And seriously, you all are amazing. And it means so much when I get comments on audios or on pictures or videos. It motivates me to keep going. So if you ever think that, for whatever reason, you think you're bothering me or something, please, that's not the case at all. Send me a message if you don't feel comfortable writing a comment. I have a number of people that do that, and it means always so much to me when you do. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you all. I hope you all are staying safe out there, and I hope that you have a great day or week or weekend whenever you decide to listen to this, because it's a whole bunch of me rambling and, you know, not screaming my throat out and blowing out your headphones or earphones or whatever. But yeah, thank you. Bye. Hi. I'm so sorry. I just woke up. So please bear with me and my crappy audio quality. I was editing this, like, at least cleaning up the background sound, and then I wanted to make sure that I got Asante's question in, because it came in after I had already recorded this. So anyway, the question was, okay, so I'm a big horror fan myself, and I've heard you mention some Jordan Peele movies. Have you watched his movie Us? I have, and I absolutely love it. And then it's followed up with, oh God, I'm so sorry. I just literally just woke up, so I'm all, like, raspy, and oof, I'm sorry. And then I think I'm getting sick, so it's a mess, and Salem is making a ruckus in the background. I'm so sorry. But if so, did you enjoy it compared to the others? Like it out or nope? I really liked it. I would say my favorite out of those three is Get Out. And I think Us and Nope are kind of neck and neck. I really liked Nope. But yeah,
So thank you so much for the question. I'm just sorry for this crappy quality. Anyway, have a great day. Bye.